Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. Good to have you here. Friends, neighbors, relatives, grandkids, kids, everyone is welcome. Family rated show, of course. Yes, good to have you here. It's a pleasure to be here. Every week behind the silver microphone, to go over and take a look at our Facebook page, Mark Evans is my name, and it's the address for the Facebook page. You'll see that silver microphone. It's a pleasure being here every week. And, you know, it's been 45-plus years that I've been involved in the automotive garage, stalls, fixing cars. Boy, the cars have changed just a little bit, haven't they? And we're going into the new auto world with electric and more hybrids coming your way. And Auto World, what is Auto World for you first-time listeners here? You know, Auto World is a show that, just what it states, is a world of automotive questions. We do recalls. Don't have any recalls this week, but we have recalls, an interview. Some good interviews are coming your way. I have Auto World tips, which we're going to get to some of those. That's because we are in the month that I want to make sure that this is the month that we're in that falls right around the corner. We're in some of that fall territory weather right now in some of the areas that you folks are listening to. Winter's coming, cold weather month, so the weather month check, so stay tuned for that. Also, what happened on this day in automotive history we do, of course, I love the Auto World little car facts. Yes, we do that. Auto World tips, the word of the day, shout-outs, of course, and, of course, the biggest and best part of it all is you're taking your emails and your phone calls. Email throughout the week. We also take them live, as we are in Boise, Idaho right now. I am sitting in Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. The emails are a big part of the show. The communication between you and I, that is what Auto World is, interactive, informative, and all things Auto World automotive. You know, small gas engines to your dirt bikes, to your snowmobiles, to your jet boats. When I say jet boats, I've had callers call in while they're on the jet boat with some problems stumbling there. Electrical problems, I'm good with that. In fact, that's how I became in this business. Is that the way to say it? I started in this business back in the day, 45 years ago. I said, you know, if I can just help you with diagnosing your problems with your car, because I live it, read it, breathe it, and study it, and go to school for it, etc. And I'm going to, truthfully, seminars and schools constantly, as every week. And that is done now on the internet, of course, as we all know, Zoom, video and all. But it's constantly, I'm reading all the time to keep you informed and keep you up to date. So if you ever have any type of a question, I'm not saying I know all of it, I never will, because there's a lot of divisions on your car and truck, aren't there? There is. There really, really is. And, you know, when it comes right down to it, it's so easy, isn't it? Yeah, once you find out the problem, yeah, you know, and are you, the shop, the repair technician, they hand you this bill for diagnostic time, huh? Yeah, a lot of you are shaking your head. Well, I'm not paying this. Someone had to figure it out. And it's always something simple. It really is. It always is. It's either loose or dirty ground wire, causing a fuel injector not to spray constantly, so you have a misfire, keeps giving you that engine light on, keeps giving you that code. And the worst code of all times is basically the 440 code that tells us that, you know, oh, it's the gas cap. Well, is it? You've put a whole entire parts store's worth of gas caps on your car and you still got the code. Well, it's a little plastic line that's basically an evaporator line that goes from the top of your fuel tank. It's pre-molded from the factory before they put the body on, pre-molded all the way down through the underneath that part of that chassis, that frame, that body goes all the way up to the engine, and it's burning the vapors, venting the fuel out of your tank, reburning them through your engine. And then also on that, It's only got 1 pound of pressure on it. Well, you know what 1 pound of pressure is? Nothing. It's hard to put enough pressure in the line, hard enough to even get it up on the lift and go down the line to spray, yes, dishwash soap. That's a little Auto World tip. You can spray dishwash soap on your tires to see where the flat tire is, but at the same time, you can also see if you got 1 pound of pressure coming out of a plastic line that's been rubbing against the frame forever, or a body, there's your leak. There's your 440 code. Well, then you just found the leak. See it? But you found it. You diagnosed it. Now you got to fix it. Always remember this with your automobiles, too. Don't do Band-Aid repairs. What I'm saying is that, oh, so that's what's wrong. What caused it to go wrong? You got to fix the cause of the problem. A lot of technicians and mechanics and shops just don't do that. They just, well, the clutch fan's out. It's worn out. What caused the clutch fan that's mounted to the water pump to go out? Was the water pump locking up sometimes, not spinning like it should? Certain things like that. The cause of the root of the problem. Get it fixed. So today here on Auto World, we're not only going to give you some Auto World tips for the cold weather climate to get you ready for your car ready for it, of course, coming down the line. But I also have for you the history of the first white small car and what one of them just sold for in an auction. Big money. And going public might be the ticket for this company. We're going to get to that. Nanotechnology coming your way. Stay tuned for that right here on Auto World. And also at the end of the program, a word with Mark. Stay tuned. That means all of you. It has something to do with all of you. Going to have some more trivia also. And your emails is a big part of the show. I'm going to dive into that email bag and take your emails live. And I have that question out there for you. Please share with us. Are you brand loyal? All I want to know is what brand you're driving and what brand you like. Do you like the Ford, the Dodge, the Chevy, the Audi? What brand do you like? Would you buy it again? And why? The most simplest questions right there. Ask me what brand. I get asked that all the time. I'll start it right here on the third hour. I've got a lot of brands. I'm lucky to have. I've got a disease, and that disease is I can't stand to have vehicles not running and going to the smasher. Oh, yeah. Wrecking yard. No, we can't have that. So if it's a certain type of car or vehicle, I'm going to try to keep it alive, keep it going, get it back on the road. So that's my disease. I have Plymouth, Chrysler, Ford, Chevy, Dodge. I got too many. No, I don't. One for every occasion. That's right. But would I go back and buy that same brand? Yes, I would. Buying the brand for the application that I want to use it for. So what application are you using your vehicle for? Maybe that's why you don't like it. If you're taking this is not bad now. This is not a bad thing. But if you're taking a four-cylinder pancake engine, Subaru, and going up these mountain roads all the time and having your pedal to the metal all the way to the metal, you're doing it all the time, you've got the wrong brand. You're going to end up you're going to blow that engine up. You pedal to the metal and trying to pass people, but you know there's nothing there left. That pancake engine is not the engine for you. Subaru, no. You need a V8 under the hood. So you're buying a brand for the right application to make it happen, to make it work correctly for you. You don't want to be in my shop, do you? The greasy garage, getting cars repaired at all times? No, not good. Well, what was the very first wide small car? It was the AMC Pacer. Ho ho, some of you called it an egg. It does look kind of like an egg. Head over to our Facebook page and you'll see a picture of it. The AMC Pacer. The very first wide small car. When I come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about the history of the Pacer. Why? What happened to it? Some of you called it the Flying Fishbowl, actually. Yeah, a lot of. Do you have a nickname for the Pacer that you owned? Or do you have a nickname that you know about on the Pacer? I'd like to hear it right here at Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang. Oh, you pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, we love you. And him, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang. What we'll do near, far, in a motor car, oh, what a heavy time we'll spend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine poor fender friend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine poor fender friend.
Chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang,
chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang.
I know you have a favorite brand out there, and what do you call your brand? Could be a Subaru. What name do you have on your car? What's a good brand that you like? What brand do you drive? AMC Pacer is and was the very first wide, small car. AMC, American Motor Corporation. Yes, the AMC Pacer, well, it was a two-door compact car produced in the United States by American Motors Corporation, AMC, from 1975 all the way up to some 1980 model years. Some of you called it the egg. Some of you called it the flying fishbowl. Big, round, worked on quite a few of them. They had a 232 cubic inch, 3.8 liter, inline six. Also, they had a 4.2 liter inline six. That was a 258 cubic inch. And they also had a 4.6, which is an I6. And that was a 282 cubic inch. Three-speed manual transmission, three-speed with overdrive, and a four-speed manual. On December 3rd, 1979, the last Pacer rolls off the assembly line at the American Motors Corporation AMC factory in Wisconsin. When the car first came on the market in 1975, it was a sensation, hailed as the car of the future. The ad said, when you buy any other car, why would you buy any other car? You'll end up with this car if you buy any other type of car. That didn't make any sense. But that's what they said. The average price of the AMC Pacer is right now $15,747. And just this last week, an AMC Pacer sold for $22,000. How about Wayne's World? Well, first, let's go back. Did the AMC Pacer come with a V8? Well, I just talked about the inline sixes, of course. But 2,514 Pacers were ordered with V8 engines. No changes were made for 79. Only the limited packages was added. It consisted of leather interior, power windows, power locks, cruise control, and various buttons that pushed other buttons. Some never did work. The AMC Pacer. Now, how much did the AMC Pacer cost brand spanking new back in 1975? Well, the 1975 Pacer prices started at $3,299 and went up to $3,638 for the Sporty X model. How many numbers did they sell? The first year sales exceeded their all-time record for them, AMC that is, 145,528 of them were sold the first year. Now, who has a Pacer out there? Who has it? Who has one? Do you have one? What color is it? Do you still have it? Or do you still see them just sitting in the backyards of people's with the weeds growing up, you know, over the fishbowl there? They're going up in value. Like I said, one just sold for $22,000. As you all know, Wayne's World... Yep, Wayne's World, they have the light blue one that they had the little flames on in the movie and all. And that actually sold for, at Barrett Jackson, quite a few years ago, it sold for $71,500. Whew! A little bit of cash for those AMC Pacers. Will they come back with the second wide, small car? And what would it be? Probably be electric. We've been talking here on Auto World about cars coming back, being all electric, like the Ford Mustang and all. And would that be something? Do you want that Pacer back? No, I do not. No Pacers. What company opened the very first drive-in gas station? It was the Gulf Refining Company. The Gulf Refining Company. They opened up the very first drive-in gas station. How about that Howard Johnson's, though, that was in the middle back east? You folks back there in the Midwest and back east know that Howard Johnson was in the middle of the freeway? East and west bound lanes or north and south bound lanes. There's old Howard Johnson's. Stop in there at any time and get yourself something to eat. Slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. Hand me the email bag, please. It's time to go into the email bag. Woo! Thank you. There's a lot of them in there. I just crinkled up. Can you straighten those out for me so I can read them? Thank you. Email bag. Here's the email address, folks. I'd love to hear from you at all times throughout the week and right now as we are live from in the Auto World Plaza from Boise, Idaho. 911 it. If you have a problem you need help now, do put 911 on it, and I'll get to it right away. And this one I can read it, but if you do not want me to read it live on the air, just put on there, you know, no, Mark, don't read it, but help me anyway, and I will. Here's one. It says, no throttle. Help! Driving a 2011 GMC Yukon Denali that is now dead. Well, not dead all the way. Just idling. Pushing on the accelerator pedal, it doesn't want to go. Starts up and idles, but no throttle. The dash has a message on it that says, reduction of power. Duh. Now, I'm just reading this email, just as it states. Mark, what is wrong with my baby? Thanks, and I'm listening to you in Corpus Christi, Texas, on 98.7 FM. Awesome. Well, let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate down there in Corpus Christi, Texas, KEYS, KEYS, 1440 AM and 98.7 FM. Absolutely. There's a shout-out horn. Portland, Mathis, Alice, Corpus Christi, Texas, and everyone in between the towns and around, thank you. Appreciate it, Lynn. Good to be with you folks down at Corpus Christi, Texas, all 3 hours of Auto World, Saturday and Sunday. It's a pleasure to be with you, and thanks, Ann. Hope everything's going good with the wind and everything down there right now, too. It's, I guess that's the season right now. So let's get your 2011 GMC Yukon Denali fixed so you can get going out of that wind. Here's what's going on. Well, there's a couple things. And you probably didn't mention anything about an engine light being on, but more than likely you have an engine light on. Those words on the dash are a GMC, Chevy, you know, product. Yes, some even have, it says reduction of power on yours. Some have different wording. But what that means is the TPS, throttle positioning sensor, is bad. It's one of the sensors. And what I want you to do, there's another sensor on the accelerator pedal also, because the accelerator pedal is all electronic. Back in the old days, we pushed on the accelerator pedal, we had a cable, or we had solid steel rods that, you know, went up to the injection system and or the carburetor that opened up the butterfly, giving it more fuel, causing it to go faster for us. Well, today it's all electronically controlled. So, but about 90% of the time, though, and we're going to take a little short break. I want to talk a little more about this and kind of run down the road of, well, being able to push on the accelerator pedal the right way. We'll be right back, right here in the Auto World Plaza. I'm Mark Evans.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Ukraine on Sunday claimed full control of the eastern logistics hub of Lyman, Kyiv's most significant battlefield gain in weeks, providing a potential staging post for further attacks to the east while heaping further pressure on the Kremlin. A stampede at a soccer stadium in Indonesia has killed 125 people and injured more than 320 after police used tear gas to quell a pitch invasion, authorities said on Sunday, in one of the world's worst stadium disasters. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Sunday he sees no imminent invasion of Taiwan by China, but said China was trying to establish a new normal with its military activities around the island. A visit to Taiwan early in August by U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi enraged China, which subsequently launched military drills. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Oh, yeah. What is Auto World? AW? It's AW time. The official ASE-certified high-octane turbocharged, supercharged, chrome-plated, pearl-painted, tire-burning, nitrous-smelling radio podcast, internet, TV, talk show. Good to have you along. Helping Ann there in Corpus Christi, Texas, with her 2011 GMC Yukon Denali. She says that the dash says reduction of power. And she went, duh, because it's idling, but she's pushing the accelerator pedal and doesn't go anywhere. And appreciate it, Corpus Christi, Texas, listening to us on KEYS, 1440 AM and 98.7 FM. Here's what's going on. You need a TPMS sensor. And here's what I want you to do first. I want you to get it scanned. And if you haven't yet, and that you should have an engine light on, get it scanned by an independent repair shop or the dealer. That will tell them which of these two sensors is bad. That's the best part of these engine lights. It does help us diagnose, pinpoint the problem. Because, again, that accelerator pedal is electronically controlled, and it also has an electronic sensor on it. We want to know if it's that sensor and or the TPMS sensor. Now, 90% of the time, man, it's the TPMS, throttle positioning sensor, mounted up on the air intake plenum. Right there when you pop the hood and look right down that right square right into the center of the motor, you'll see the air intake there, the big round rubber hose pipe, not to the left of that. There's the TPMS. It's a big plastic box. Now, do not do that yourself, and don't, please do not YouTube it or ask your neighbor to do it. It has to be correctly timed. There's gears in there, and the bad one's bad, the old one's bad. You pull it off, but then is the new one timed correctly? If it's not, as soon as you start it up, not only will the engine light be on, but your 2011 GMC Yukon Denali will go right through the roof with the RPMs of the engine, and you do not want to do that. So, but that's those two sensors we need to have scanned and find out which one of those are. And I do appreciate it. I got a little gift package here for you with detail goodies. Keep your Yukon Denali clean on the inside and on the outside. We got a little Meguiar's. I have some, not saying your Yukon is stinky, but I have some beautiful odor eliminator, period. Just spray it on your upholstery and your carpet. The smell goes bye-bye. I don't know how they figured it out, but they did. A little molecule in there that absorbs all the stench. Yes. Talk about stench. Let's get to the, I've got this month. It is the month, folks. Cool weather's coming. Winter weather's coming. Fall is almost here in some of our areas that you folks are listening at. And so this is weather month check goodies. We've talked about the tune-up, but replacing your engine thermostat. But come on. Now let's make sure that I want you to check your heater. Yeah. Turn the heater on right now. Not right now, but after the show. Turn it on and make sure that the temperature control in your heater is really, really hot air coming out of there. And if it's not, then the valve that bypasses the heater, it's a control temperature control valve, is bad. And it's not letting all of the hot antifreeze come through those heater hoses, getting into the heater core, to give you hot air. Check it before it gets to 20 degrees below zero, 30 degrees below zero. Do I hear 50 below? Well, up in Alaska, yes, you'll hear 50 below. So make sure. The heater core is basically this trash can of your cooling system. When's the last time you had it flushed out? That's why I want you to check it. Now it's time to check your serpentine belt, too. Serpentine belt replacement. All you got to do is look down there with a little flashlight, see if there's any cracks in it. If there's not cracks in it, you're good. If there's a lot of cracks, get rid of it. It's running your power steering, your alternator, your water pump. Yeah, your air conditioning, too. Some of your models, you have a separate serpentine belt on the air conditioner, so get it thrown out. Get it out of there. How often should you do the belt replacements with serpentine belts? Get them out of there at every 35, 45,000 miles. That's around town driving. If you're a person that's on the freeway at all times, you can probably get, truthfully, 75 to 85,000 miles on it because it's sitting there at 75, 85 miles an hour all day long. But start and go, stop and go, stop and go, stop and go. It's killing the belt. Yeah. Now, I know we're just helping Ann here at Corpus Christi with her engine light on. If you do not have an engine light on, I still want all of you to get a scan done. I want the scan tool plugged into the OBD2 connector. I want a shop to do it. Spend the diagnostic time to do it. Have them do a full, thorough, call a health check. Have them scan not only the engine for fault codes, but the transmission. Have them scan that too. Have them scan the anti-lock brake system. Winter's coming. Do you anti-lock brakes? Do you really want one of the right rear or left rear tires to lock up? You only have two, one on the right, one on the left. Or how about the right front? You're going down the freeway and all of a sudden you got a little light snow on the freeway and somebody stops in front of you and they've got really good rubber tires because you might not have. They stop quicker than you can and your anti-lock brake system is locking up the right front tire. Next thing you know, hello, borrow pit. You're off the freeway. Get it scanned. Scan the engine, transmission, anti-lock brake system, and also the SRS. What is that? Nod your head yes. SRS. Airbags. You purchased the vehicle. You spent the money for what the safety items are in the vehicle. Airbags. You do want them to work, don't you? Yes, you do. Your shop, for one diagnostic hourly fee, will scan the engine, the transmission, the anti-lock brake system, the SRS system, all for that hourly wage. You know what? And I had to say this. They more than likely will find something wrong. And that's why we're here today listening. We want to make sure that you are safe and your vehicle's running correctly and working correctly all the time. Not only for you because you own it and you're driving it, but when you go to sell it, you have a really good looking report to sell with the car. You'll get more money. It'll pay for the report. Last thing, tires and brakes. Come on, you got a wear bar in your tire. Little wear bar there. Quite a few of them. If your rubber's down to the wear bar, will you throw your tires away, please, and get you some good tires? Meanwhile, when they're putting the wheels off and the tires off, they can look at your brakes, the disc brake pad thickness, front and back. You got brake shoes in the back. It's called thickness on the shoes also. Same thing. Let's get some good brakes on there. Get some good tires. If you see sidewall cracks, you can look at this yourself, folks. You got good traction. I've had quite a few this last 2 weeks. Clients, a lot of tread, but a lot of weather checking cracks on the sidewalls. And also in between the treads in the tire. And what that is basically a tire that's turned into a rock-hard piece of rubber. It will not grab the road. It's not soft rubber, and you'll have a horrible stopping distance. See, do we really care about getting and going? You'll get to get going, you know, on your car. Yes, you will, but we want to make sure you can stop the thing. Tires and brakes, check it out. That is your Auto World Winter Weather Month Check Tips for this hour. And, well, we're ready now, aren't we? We are. For what? For winter. Yeah. Yep. Okay, so I had a little trivia for you here now, talking about SUVs and all. We were, yes. What won the Motor Trend SUV of the Year award for 2020? Kia Telluride. How many of you like that brand? Do you have that brand, Kia? Do you have the Kia brand in the small cars, and do you have the Kia in the Telluride? I got an opportunity to actually do a little off-roading with that, and the Telluride really did well. Thank you, Kia. It's a blast getting that thing dirty. Woo! Yeah. We're going to come back. It is time to go with that big word, nanotechnology, coming your way. We'll find out what it is when we return. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tried to rob me blind, but them big wheels of rubber gone the rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
Good to have you along. Thank you. Appreciate it. The car's never too small for all of us. The car's grown as we... as I'm speaking, I appreciate you being here. Well, nanotechnology, what's this all about? General Motors and Company, yep, and 1D battery scientists have announced a new joint research development agreement.
Huh?
To use 1D's silicone nanotechnology in GM's Ultra-Tium battery. Their plan is to use silicone anodes in a graphite base to enable significant increases in energy density. Destiny of destiny. Oh, yeah. Make it thick. Why not? It's going to be a lighter weight type of a battery with a longer range and lower cost. Now, for EV grade, for, of course, electric cars. Ultium. Am I saying that right? Ultium. It's Ultium that is designed by General Motors and this partnership, 1D silicone nanotechnology. Batteries are changing, as you know, in just normal internal combustion engines. The old Sears diehard's long gone. it's died. Yeah. But the batteries of today, I know. Right here at the Greasy Garage, the batteries that we have in our internal combustion engines and also our diesel engines are lasting. They're a little square box. They weigh, well, basically throw your back out when you try to get the battery out of there to replace it for a customer. You've got to be careful. Yeah. You think about that skateboard platform that we're driving that EV with. We're sitting in the body and the battery's underneath us. How heavy is that bad boy? Not too heavy. Not bad at all. But the overall picture of it, their license-based business model that General Motors is going to with 1D, they're really lightening things up. Get better fuel economy. In electric, that is. The Ventures, GM, General Motors Ventures, and Volta Energy Technologies also are participating in 1D's Series C funding round, which right now they're closing in at $25 million in order to build these batteries. Warren, Michigan. You folks there working on them, appreciate it. Thank you. Keep up the good work, because what you learn and what you do for us through the EVs, the electric vehicles, is going to carry over to all of us that like the internal combustion engines. And we might have one of each in our driveway. That is what's happening. From the stats and the news that's coming my way, a lot of you are having an electric vehicle and also a internal combustion engine. In fact, here's some proof of that. Ford, they're putting $700 million into the Kentucky truck plant. That's right, the truck plant. They're planning on, Ford plans on to invest $700 million into the Kentucky truck plant, adding 500 new jobs in the process. And that is going to support of its new full-size Super Duty pickup truck, the 2023 model year. The automaker Ford is rolling out its new Super Duty online today. Basically, this was Friday in the morning. And it is, again, in the Blue Oval City, 1,500-acre battery manufacturing complex to supply batteries for the company's expected wave of electric vehicles. Of course, there, too. And the whole, that's whole project that got going on there, Ford has 5,000 new jobs happening. But again, this is news that $700 million is getting invested into the Kentucky truck plant. Ford, they did it. Now, Chevrolet is also rolling out its new Silverado heavy duty tomorrow. Yeah. So look for it to debut in a dealer near you. Don't have any information about Dodge at this time, the Ram. But when we do, we'll report that to you. Chevrolet, they improved some performance. We're the winners. One company raises the bar on numbers, and Chevrolet did it again. The 6.6-liter gas and 6.6-liter Duramax turbo diesel both were tweaked to improve the output to a certified 470 horsepower and 975 pound-feet of torque. And you folks out there that are towing and pushing and all that with those trucks, you need it, especially going up the hills. Yep. Chevrolet, of course, they've got the new Allison 10-speed transmission in there. That's worked pretty good over the years for them. Of course, we've had some problems with transmissions with both of those brands, Chevy and Ford. But, boy, you just don't see. When's the last time any one of you have actually seen a vehicle, truck, et cetera, or a car on the side of the road? And that's why you're listening here. I like to inform, make sure that you do not get on the side of the road broke down. So if you ever have a problem with do I or do I not do that with the cost, price, or all that with a shop repair, and you don't understand their words, remember, go back to the cell phones, have them send you a photo, and I'm here for you too. So you can email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com whenever we don't know, do we, when your vehicle is going to give you a challenge, a breakdown, or a noise, or a smell, a leak. What is it? Why is it? How much should it cost? And then same thing with the appraisal of your vehicle, the appraisal going out the door of when you go to sell it. What's it worth? What should I pay for it? The prices, good news is the prices of the new and also the used vehicles are now starting to come down. Along with, of course, the interest rates go up. That's causing everything price-wise to go down. So, that's what we are living in today. So, but overall, if you need help, please do. There's no cost at all. You can send me an email. And if you'd like, a lot of you say that if you'd like to share your phone number, I will call you. And we can discuss the challenge you have with the oil leak or the gas smell or the price. Price is a lot of the emails I get. Why is it this much, Mark? And I can describe all that to you. So that email again is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Remember Facebook? Mark Evans. My name is my address, and we have Auto World Radio Facebook page. Instagram is Auto World Media. That's our website too, autoworldmedia.com. Podcast. Please do go back and take a listen to the shows. You'll learn something if you didn't catch it the first time. Just Google Auto World Mark Evans.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, the word is first. Are you thinking first in what you do each day? Do you think first at home? When you're at home, do you think be first? At work, do you think be first? With your kids, be first. With your grandkids, be first. Do it right. Make sure you are not last, but first. Do it right the first time. And make sure that that auto repair person does it right the first time. Be first, not last. That might be a good name for a car. First. The first Ford. Ford first. Drive safe, everyone. Motor on.
Now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.